You are listening to Real Talk, the weekly podcast that offers you success advice and practical pointers that enable you to unlock your phenomenal power and confidently step into your full potential. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Confidence Coach, here to inspire you to have the confidence to live the life you deserve. Hello, fearless ones, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk. Thank you so much for joining me as usual. And again, another thanks for taking the time out to rate, subscribe and share both the Real Talk episodes and Phenomenal Woman. Now, this week, I wanted to share something, an insight I'd gathered over the past week. And as part of my self-care routine, since I've gone into my coaching practice full time, I have become reacquainted with my love of cycling. Now, I had been an avid cyclist in the past, but I'd allowed my corporate role to become all-consuming. So I really fell out of love with cycling. I had all the expensive kit, bikes, cycling gear, everything. But it really had no interest for me for such a long time. Now, and like I said, it all became all consuming, my job did. But now I have adopted this change of lifestyle in my full-time coaching practice. I have become back into cycling. Now, on my morning routine, I have found myself avoiding a particular hill. Now, I've become very ingenious at avoiding this hill, and I've got great excuses. I take the longer route to ride around the hill just to avoid it. I've told myself I'm not strong enough to ride it. I tell myself there's too much traffic, even at 6 o'clock in the morning, on a small island of less than 100,000 people. I'm not on the right bike, is what I tell myself. I can't climb the hill on this bike. The hill's too big. It's too big. I can't do that. And I've not ridden enough miles to go up the hill. These are all the excuses I've given myself. The thing is, however, is I've ridden that hill before. So it wasn't an entirely unknown experience. And I've not had anything that's happened to me bad while I've been riding it. I haven't fallen off the bike or anything. So why did I have the sudden self-doubt? So this morning, I watched my husband go up the hill. And I did my usual avoidance routine. I'm not going to go the hill. No, I'm not going to do the hill. But this time, under the guise that I need to do more mileage, not an absolute fib, but I had to come back on the route. And when I was doing that, the hill loomed large. So I really decided to go for it. I gave myself a pep talk. I had enough gears to fall back on if I needed to, if it got too tough. If it got really bad and too hard, I could always walk. I took a deep breath. And I went for it. And as I was riding up the hill, there quite a few things became evident. The first thing was that the hill was no way as steep as I'd imagined to be. I had this vision of this hill that was so steep that I was almost 90 degree angles, that it was like seeing a route on the Tour de France. But it was nowhere near that. In fact, it was no steeper than any of the hills I've been riding on the rest of my route. I was actually fitter and stronger than I actually realised. It was tough, but it wasn't as tough as I'd made up in my head. I'd blown it all out of proportion. And I found that if I could tell myself I could do it, I could. Heck, I'd done it before, so why was there all the drama? What I've been feeling at that time, and you probably feel this yourself, was a limiting belief. The self-imposed mental confinement we construct in our own head, which more often than not is based on what others think that you're past delivering, derived from their version of achievable and realistic. Now, when I'm talking about others, I don't just mean friends and family. I'm also including societal influences. So you can see things maybe on Facebook, or you've seen, or people feed social media. But now it's really now time to change your focus and stop limiting yourself. Now, as I proved, if you perceive that there is a block, then there will be one. I really had to change focus. I had to see that I could climb the hill. Now, it didn't have to be perfect. It didn't have to be fast. I wasn't looking to set any speed records. And I didn't have to ride it like a pro cyclist. I just had to get to the top. That's all my goal was. Once I'd set my expectations and I focused on that, then that was all that mattered. I find that limiting beliefs fall into two camps. There's those we tell ourselves because sometimes because of past experiences. So like, I can't fall in love again because I've been hurt before. I can't ask what I want because I'll get rejected. Or there are those that are derived from the people around us or society. So for instance, I'm not good enough to apply for a new job because my friend or boss told me that I don't have the experience. I'm not pretty because a previous or even a current partner told me so, and forgive me my dogs and barking in the background. I can't lose weight because this is the way it's always been, and you know, that's the doctor said I can't make any difference. Now, I see limiting beliefs all the time in my coaching practice with my clients. The problem with self-limiting beliefs is that they can be really sneaky. And quite often we aren't even aware that these little negative ideas are lurking in the back of our minds or in the shadows. The key to remember that it's not real. It's a perception of reality or something that you were told that you had no reason to doubt, and it's holding you back. If you believe what others think of you or limit you in what you can achieve rather than what you know is true, then these thoughts in time can actually become your reality. You've got to understand, you must understand that someone else's perception is not reality. It might be their version defined by what has happened to them. It definitely doesn't have to be yours. So how do you know that you have a self-defeating belief or you're limiting yourself? Now, if you're feeling some way you don't like feeling, you're probably believing something that's not true. So that's your start. So what I want you to do this week for an exercise is just to spend some time, 20 minutes or so, focused on yourself and choose one limiting belief and ask yourself these questions about that belief. Do I believe that? Do I really believe that? Why do I believe that? Now, what's absolutely true? What is true about that? And what concerns would I have if that belief were gone? So what might happen if I got rid of that belief? Now, don't take someone else's word for your capabilities. The only person the full capacity to make that decision is you. So make sure you make it with absolute clarity on what excites you and what you're truly capable of, and then go for it and make a start. Because the really wonderful, fabulous, absolutely beautiful thing is that you have an incredible number of choices that you can make about you and what you'll do if you decide to focus on it. Remember, it's not what others think you're capable of. It's what you think of yourself that dictates what you'll achieve. So take back control of who you are, fearless one. Take back control. Now, that's all I'm going to talk about limiting beliefs and focus on delimiting ourselves. I want to say thank you so much forever as tuning into the podcast. Please take some time to subscribe, rate, share with anybody else you think would benefit from this podcast. Leave me a comment. Leave me some notes. Let me know what you'd like to hear in the next episode. But if you need any help, if you need support in looking at limiting beliefs or delimiting yourself, then I'm here to help. Just contact me, Janice Sutherland at janicesutherland.com, or drop me an email at info@janicesutherland.com, because I am here to help. That's what I do. So I really look forward to hearing from you and speaking to you the next week. Take care.